our children, help us more than just things that pertain to this life. But then we have judgment of things pertaining to this life, second to judge your own needs, esteemed in the church. You speak to your shame. It is so that there's a is it so that there's a vast amount of money, know that faith that should be able to judge between his brethren? Thank you.
shopping was the craziest thing. It wasn't 20 years ago or that. Second cars was the crap. It was too hot. We have people selling cars, selling children, children selling cars. We have pastors suing church members. I'm going to start with pastors who sued the church. Because when you start with the church, it happened after. James McKee, they got the mask, and he sued the church, and he got into the church. We have members against selling church over the mask. Thank you. us, some of us, who have given parents the beginnings of God to us. And you can think about it. What happened in this being a bigger scale than churches have done practice for the lesson and what the testimony of God is before the community? And how that stands. We've seen that in our life. I think up in the late 80s when there was some nationwide scale with the churches that were taking place, the damage of that did. Some of the things that you can put in here, it's clear, it's clear.
says is that you can learn more spiritually, so that you have a close God with God. The added state, the conflict that's taking place, that of course, having seen that in other cases, is not even necessary. There's not even that should even be necessary. But the principle of that you should do, learn that God has always been one of the best in those cases, but it's not something I have, but you have to learn something spiritual things that spiritual is something that's not part of the fact that it's not from God in the conflict. And it's not only true, but the only way God deserves this. Again, I think it's always best for the pastor, and it must need to be aware of the prophets that have to be able to bring the prophets of the church one day, and part of the church message is a conflict up there, because somebody will not want us to have to look at it. So again, when I come to this person, I say, go ahead, Lord, I need to be settled. What's all going to do that? Because I'm a prophet, I need to be settled. So there's 2,000 of you. I remember the church had a month ago, a pastor, they said he was spiritual, but it was nothing mad at God. So you might need to check what's going to go, but what you find is that both of you are agreeing to the decision that's made. That's good. A court of prayer, and a church makes the decision. It's final, isn't it? It's done. Now, if you want to say that, what is the grand decision? But the rest of it is the rest of it is not that will be the grand decision. Thank you. And what's going on with that? He got a fair sight that he was selling in fact he was struggling with because of the culture. Now, a bunch of times in a few times, they get them to understand the wickedness of Judas, which is Luke talks about, and the possibility not to make it for the day of Christ, which is what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is we're going to be running a check now. Christ is our example of it, and we're going to just ask to be used in the situation. So let's just not there. This is seeing the damage that the clean cooking class can be so much greater than the lamb that you make up. Seeing that the testimony of the class can be found on the earth. The fact is, I've said this many times, faith is more important than the belief. Testimony is more important than the belief. You see, there's a lot of faith in testimony, but you don't realize because sometimes you just want to be left. You often go to emotions like anger, emotions like bitterness. Those things become coming up. And that's just something that's bad, familiar, and from the conflict itself. That's what faith is all about. That's why sometimes it is about accepting yourself. It's in the same way that it's a philosophy about God. Sometimes you have to accept yourself to be defeated. But he's never had what is yours. Again, the little vengeance lives not out there. If you have a question, then ask, how about think about this? What is that? The very fact that the values choose to set the bar rather than to do the wrong. If you have a question, the values choose to set the bar rather than to do the wrong. But I was then to be able to dispute it. I've already organized the circle for the fact that Brother James A. was the pastor at the time, and he had comments that had been a problem come up. And they knew that I was a special service, and they needed me to come in and serve as an arbitrator, as a judge. And I got up at the podcast, you didn't even give me a hint. So I showed up, and the church was all sitting there by the time I arrived, and the second night, nobody said, this is a small village. I'm sorry, after that, I sat down and I was afraid to hear about the James. Not in the sermon, simply by our brother to take it. It was just a sense that this dispute. We're just thinking of doing that all right. I just sat down, waiting to see what's going to take place. And he basically lets me know what the dispute is in the church. It was kind of a sharp division in the church. So, it was so sharp that the day before, Brother James, the man was on the side of the city, but and let's bring that to a close. But then, from those on the other side, I'm also going to look at it. One of the families thought it was a good question of mine. That's what they thought at the same age as his family. They were both kind of over 10 years old, and it was all about 17,000. 35 years old was five. And now, the change is now that Sir, his daughter's footpaths and feet have never been. So he went to the man, but she had her ass and Bob's footprints. And the man said, I'm going to soak it. And my footprints would be better than his footprints. And they just said, I'm going to die. But if I had my Bob's footprints, then I'd have to die. And so it's just a skill. You're full of your mind. You can't believe this. I've got this problem about it. Why would you think? But this is about, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks of proud to be sitting down at this meeting. And so that's good. To the point where the church took sides. As it goes right, it goes wrong. My friends, I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm just incredibly frustrated. So I just finished, and I got up, and I said, I'm not giving these to the value of the little girls. I'm giving them to Brother James. So James went up here. You're a pastor this week. I said, these are not your footprints. I said, I have them in your office. I said, I want you to look at them every single day. That you understand the ministry of this.
something like that. You ain't going to shut us up. God is in control. He can open things to work. He can change things. He can work. So the church was, no, you don't want to do that.
Sometimes it is much, much better to set yourself to be the better, start at the crowd, and quit worrying about being right. Now, this is going to take place. There's obviously these rules. None of those things, as I just said. Anyway, it's one of our best things from a combat point of view, shows evidence. That's going to be key. It's also faith in trusting God to work things out. We can do that. We're about to find out some evidence in 1 Peter chapter 2. When he's talking about Christ, he was loving him God. This is our example. He finishes with a very important point. This is where faith comes in. Some of that has been accused of things that never quite. They deny that he was the Messiah, they deny that he was the Messiah. They are spitting on him, they are stabbing him in the face. But on the day that he was going through, incredible. But when he did rise, he could have just been alive. So this was so hard. He set himself in his glory, and then he stuck him out there. It's a silly torture. Example we have, because I believe is obviously just. I think there's two locations. What Christ did for us, the scripture clearly addresses that as a motivation for God to put us in the glory of God's forgiveness in your life. God's forgiveness in your life is not based on your life, it's based on His grace. And then Joseph's example for Genesis. Desire to walk with Him. It's about a person. Of the